Linda. I heard Linda's been telling. I don't know. I'm confused because something's pretty mixed up. She's telling lies that I said something about Danny Piella knew about her leaving, and I can't trust anybody now. It seems like you're lying to me.
No, she told them that she saw Danny Piella, and he Raymond, I'll let you talk to Linda, and she'll tell you what she told them.
Okay, put Linda on the line.
Well, what Linda wants to do is to get you, Jim, and me, and whoever Jim wants, all to have a meeting together so we'll know who's saying what instead of just repeating. Because Jim, I know, twists things around until everybody looks like everybody's lying but him.
You mean she lied? She lied?
No, she didn't.
Well, she lied about Danny Piella, didn't she?
No. She saw Danny, and Danny knew that she was out of the church.
Yeah, but she told Jim that I had told her that Danny Piella was out. She lied about that, didn't she?
She didn't tell Jim that. She said she ran into Danny Piella. Jim's the one that's doing the lying then.
No.
Here, let Linda tell you just what she told Jim.
Danny, I just told him a minute ago that you said that you were in the meeting where Danny Piella was told that we were out. Now, did you not say that to me?
I did not.
Danny, you are full of shit. You said, yeah, I was there, but there wasn't anyone there other than the people who knew you were gone and the inner staff people.
Well, Danny Piella wasn't mentioned.
Danny Piella, I mentioned to you about Ross Case calling your mom, and I said, Danny Piella knows that we're out. Oh, Danny, this is really ridiculous anyway. I think you've got Danny. You're all in the meeting out there now. Shit. If you want to talk about it, why don't you just come right on over here right now? Let's have a meeting and get this all out in the open. Okay?
I
still believe you were set up to come here. I told you that right at the beginning. And let's get it over with.
I tell you, they were chasing after me.
They
didn't know where I was at.
Who was chasing me?
They had about three people, I guess, besides the two people that started.
Where are you now?
I'm out at the church. Car's out there.
Mm-hmm. Nobody else there, huh? They're all down in San Francisco somewhere to meet?
No. I guess I was told a story about that.
You guess what?
I guess I was told a story about that, because evidently they're not. I guess there are several committees meeting or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Well, what else is new? How did you know what I said to Jim? He hasn't talked to him. Or I talked to him right now?
He talked to me.
Did he? You weren't standing right there when you signed them, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, I told you I was going to ask him some questions. And, you know, you had said that, Jim said no one burned that church down. Remember when you guys told me that? You said that?
Yeah, I believe that
someone
was with you. Yeah.
Mm. You
but
you,
listen, Dan, listen, I'm telling you.
The church lost over $100,000 in it.
No, I don't believe that either. But anyway, I'm not going to say any more. You know, like I said to Jim when I talked to him a while ago on the phone, I'm not going to say anything more about what Danny said to me or what I said to Danny unless we're all sitting here face to face. Because I don't like this shit at all. Not one goddamn bit. Okay?
I thought somebody was on the line and just reacted. Thanks for something.
Well, as Linda said, I think our best bet is to get Jim, and we'll all face each other and say what we have to say, and then somebody can't say, well, this one said that one said this one, and it turns out to be lies. So I think our best bet is all of us get together and just say what we have to say.
Yeah. I asked him, though, and he said he didn't understand you saying those things, because he was upholding you. Like I told you, he didn't say anything bad about you. He didn't make any comments, or he'd
well,
upheld
you. I don't care what he says about me or what he thinks. I know what he thinks. I've never been one of his favorite people. So, I mean, I don't care how he could praise me to high heavens, and it wouldn't make me think any more of him.
I know. Well, I tell you, I don't know, I've been, you know, like I told you about that accident in the car.
Yeah.
He walked right up to those kids. And all three of them that slept through the thing, he walked back and said, I got to protect you tonight. And he saved me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the warning. It was...
Well, he's given that to a lot of things you can say. I've heard other preachers do that. That was fake. Alan used to do that.
But
you know,
it was right the night before. Not listen. 3 hours before it happened. It was real. Things like that to happen in the future. You can't question that.
Yeah, but you can say that to anybody, and 9 times out of 10, somebody will have an accident.
Yeah, but. And then about, you know, Hitler, I guess, you know, I made fun of that, but, like, I don't have a gift. And when you selected that passage from the book, and...
Well, he knew that you read that book.
But I hadn't read the book, and it's over 3,000 pages long, and you just can't pick a quote of a whole paragraph and memorize out of a 3,000-page book, even if I had read it.
Well, us don't even talk about building him up. Let's just have a meeting.
I know,
where we can all be together and face each other. I mean, you don't have to build him up to me. I've been under him 21 years and I know what he is.
Well, why do you hate him so much? He's helped a lot, even through all. He's helped so many.
Well, then why would he send you down here to...
But he didn't send me down there. I told you. They didn't know where I was, and they were calling all over the place. And...
You're changing your tune right now, Danny. So, just don't talk anymore until we have a meeting face-to-face with him, Linda, and myself, and you, and whoever else you want in on. You can come down here to the house.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to get hold of him again.
Okay, you get a hold of him.
You do what you have to, but
I
just can't betray him.
Yeah, that's all right. Just don't
okay.
betray him. But
wait a minute. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, this is a private island here.